Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny, what's up?
What do you say, dude? Gorgeous day outside today. Got some pickleball in, which is neither here nor there, but it was a wonderful evening last night. The lady wife surprised me a couple days early for the birthday, went out to Wolf Trap and saw some guy named Jerry Seinfeld do stand-up.
Oh, the new comedian.
The new hotness.
I heard this guy. He's like him and Matt Rife. They both sit there, and they're like 24 and handsome. And
yeah.
They work the crowd.
Yeah, one sounds like a regular human. The other puts on a voice. But anyway, Jerry was awesome. The what was funny is I did a little Instagram post. I didn't know what was happening. My wife took me, and this is really cool. Just, you know, smiling face. Hey, look at this. I'm at Jerry Seinfeld. I'm going to see this up-and-coming comic named Jerry Seinfeld. First comment right away. He's pretty established. Just good for you, buddy. And I, of course, like I'm playing on. I'm like, wait, he is? I don't know if I know him. The person in comedy. I've never heard of Seinfeld. Anyway, it was spectacular. It was awesome. It was really cool. A guy I know actually from New York opened for him. A guy named Ryan Hamilton, who we all said back then when he was we were doing shows together. You're like, that guy sounds a lot like Jerry Seinfeld. So Seinfeld had him open because it sounds so much like Seinfeld. It's like a good Seinfeld appetizer. It's like an appetizer of steak before you eat a different cut of steak. So that was really fun. So here's my story from last night. I won't bore you with all the details, but he was great. Wolf Trap's awesome. Super, super fun. About 7 minutes into Seinfeld's set, he did over an hour. Somebody kind of like shouted something out. It wasn't like in a heckling, mean way. It wasn't like one of those dumb Matt Rife videos where he's like, so what do you do? And what do you do? But oh my God, you do that high. And like, and you know, then it goes viral. But someone shouted something out and they went back and forth and it was fine. Then there was more shouting. And finally to the point where he goes, what's that? What's going on? What is it? Somebody had passed out or fainted or had some sort of medical emergency right there in like the second row. We couldn't see who it was, obviously, because we were up in the high boxes and everybody back on the lawn had no clue what was happening.
Plus, I'm sure the stage is lit and the crowd is not, so it's
exactly
dark where they are.
So only people in the first couple of rows can see it, and somebody's like finally shrieking enough to, and it's like incoherent, but she's obviously alarmed that someone she's with has either fallen ill or some serious medical situation. So he's going, wait, okay, is he okay? Like, I don't mean to do the bit anymore, but like, is he okay? Like, what's going on? And he's like, okay, yep, so I think we need some help over here, and has to handle that. And while there's kind of silence, everyone's like, oh my God, like, what is happening? I turn to my wife, and I go, the exact same thing happened to me my first time on stage at the DC Improv. First time I ever was paid to do stand-up comedy, forever ago, I opened for a guy named Alan Havey. And the first show, a bachelorette party, was three sheets to the wind, and they're chirping and talking. I'm trying to deal with them, but you know, I don't want to do much crowd work because he told me not to. And one of them passes out and they freak out. I didn't know what to do. I'd never dealt with anything like that before. So I panicked to such a high degree that I tried to leave the stage to go get help. They're aware. They're like, and one of the manager had come out to that point and goes, get back out there. And I'm like, what the bleep do I do? And so we're all just sort of standing there watching it take place and medical attention to get the person out of there. And I remember, like, the audience was great about it, but I finally said after like a couple minutes, I was like, you know, when I went to stand-up comedy school, they did not talk about this as what you're supposed to do right now. And everyone was nice, gave a round of applause, we kind of started again, and I went through it. He handled that situation, you might expect, a little bit better than I did.
I bet it wasn't
the first time. It wasn't his first time at all, and he literally said, as soon as I said that to my wife, he goes, every comedian said this happened to him, some of us multiple times. He goes, I was here 40 years ago, which, by the way, what? He said, I was here on this stage 40 years ago, opening up for Frankie Valli when he was on the road. And within 30 seconds, everyone who was like concerned after this guy gets dragged out, you could see the ambulance lights still going. They're not ripping the siren because there's a show going on, but you could see like what's happening in the aftermath is right there. And within 30 seconds, he was back doing his material, doing shtick, and had the audience out of the palm of his hand. Just incredible.
I would love to see him live because he's a living legend. Mm-hmm. I've told you this before, and I'm not trying to now yuck your yum, but because we're talking about Jerry Seinfeld, I find him to be an off-putting person a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I watch comedians and cars getting coffee with coffee beans or whatever that show is.
Sure is, yeah.
And it's great because I'm not a car guy, but the guests are really good and it's mostly entertaining. But his general shtick, all the way back to Seinfeld, has been, I'm bothered by you, in a way. And I don't know where the bit stops and the actual person starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to think it's funny that you're not being that nice to the waiter or the waitress ends, but then you're an actual dad and a husband now, and you're still being weird to people. I've just always kind of found him to be a little bit of a jerk, and maybe he's the nicest guy in the world. But when all the comedians get together for something or he's at an event, they always joan on him as if that's how he is all the time.
That's how he is.
So I have to assume when I watched Kevin Hart honored at the Kennedy Center and the big event where Jerry Seinfeld came out for him, or Dave Chappelle or any of these other guys, where he's shown up and kind of given his I'm Jerry Seinfeld blessing,
mm-hmm.
they all kind of make fun of just how much he is to deal with a little bit. I don't know. It's weird, but all-time success. The show, Hall of Fame, his stand-up career, top 10 all-time, I'm sure, maybe top 5, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just if you're asking me for, like, here we are in election season, a likability score, I do not think he'd be fun to hang out with. I have no interest in, like, meeting him necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm the minority on that.
You're not.
He just seems to me like, I don't know, kind of an off-putting dude.
Which I think is true. And I think that's what makes the show that much more remarkable, is because that's who he is. And he's very open about that. I mean, it's a huge part of his act where, like, one of the, and again, it's never good, like, when you're quoting somebody's bits the next day, but that's one of his essential bits where he's like, I'm very happy being miserable. Like, the thing I enjoy the most is complaining about the thing. And my wife gets very upset about it, but I love the complaining part. That's the part I like. Like, I don't want to see your phone. I don't want, because that takes me away from my phone. All the different things where you're like, God, this is a curmudgeon. It's very real. The fact that he is that way, so is Larry David. By the way, this is blasphemy for a comic to say. I can't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. I know it's genius. I know these guys behind Seinfeld. These are comedic masters. I find Larry David on that show makes my skin crawl so much, I can't do it. I can't enjoy myself watching it.
That's kind of what I'm getting.
And that's to your point, so I understand it. I'm telling you, the stand-up craft and how good he is at it is, you can look past it. Or you can. I mean, it's not for everybody. But
no,
he's so good.
And I'm sure I would laugh, because I think just his general observations on normal, everyday things
mm-hmm.
are smart and witty enough that it would make me laugh.
Yep.
I like that. I'm a Dave Chappelle guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bill Burr, Shane Gillis. I mean, there's plenty of people now that I love.
So many different styles, too.
But I'm a stand-up comedy mark. I'm a big Danny Ruye guy. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of comedians that I like. I'd go watch him. I'd have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I have, like, I'd love to, if I could have a dinner and invite a few people, Chappelle's high on that list.
Yeah.
I could get 100 people. Jerry Seinfeld ain't getting an invite.
Which I get. And that's so, there are two guys that are in this school, and I know we have a lot to talk about, but Seinfeld's
we're doing this for 4 hours.
We're doing Danny reviewing comics.
We're just talking about Jerry Seinfeld last night.
Jerry Seinfeld and Ricky Gervais are both like that, where, like, these are all, like, normal socially.
Yes.
These are off-putting, challenging people to deal with, but they're so good at their thing, and they do shows where they're both likable and not likable. Does that make sense?
Gervais, I have not seen, like, as an everyday guy acting that way. I've only seen him on stage. Maybe he does that.
He is. I promise.
The example I'll give you of Seinfeld is, I'll go back to comedians and cars with coffee and carrots and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
That show, it's just like him and another celebrity. They're walking into a little diner in some town, or they're going into a coffee shop or whatever. And, like, people are coming up and they're on camera. It's just like Hard Knocks or something.
Uh-huh.
You're just walking around. You're mic'd up. You're on camera. And instead of someone saying hi to you and you're like, hello, you know, I'm making up an example of this, but, like, someone will say hi and he'll be like, I don't know you, and he'll, like, walk past them. And it's like, that's not funny to me.
Right.
It's very weird. Like, a waitress will come over and pour them their coffee or whatever, and he'll make an odd comment that, like, when I was 16, maybe would have been hilarious. But I don't know. The whole vibe he gives off is for me. It's just not.
There's a famous moment. It's viral. Whether you've seen it or not. But the pop star Kesha, who's a big Seinfeld fan.
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Like loves him and is so excited, like tried to come up at some premiere or some sort of thing to give him a hug. And he goes, no, thank you. I'm good.
He's like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just want to give you a hug.
Which is so like, weird.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
He's being dead serious. Yeah. He's like, I'm fine. Oh. And I want to say she like tries to shake his hand and he's like, no, we're good.
No, that's
like,
it. that'll be
all for you, weird right. lady.
But you think about the run of the show where he's a likable character. I'm telling you, like Ricky Gervais turning the original British Office. I think it's one of the finest examples of comedy in human history. His character is loathsome and irritating and impossible to like. Steve Carell, you know, played that version of it in The American Office. And Steve Carell's the nicest, most likable dude of all time. But to convert yourself to that for a role and to have it still be funny is incredible. Such high-level stuff. And Seinfeld sort of did that in reverse. Offstage, he's short and gruff and irritating and irritated all the time and kind of permanently on edge. And his character on the show is just Jerry. It works out for me. Everyone loves me. It's amazing.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.